It's a wonderful day that we've had today, and a wonderful service that we've had up until this point. We've seen some awesome testimonies, some wonderful stories. As I was hearing the stories and being blessed by the testimonies, I saw three people who had been lost. And each one had been, in a sense, lost in his or her own way. You know, every person in this room at one point or another was lost. And each one lost in his or her own way, in his or her own place. Sometimes we choose to be lost. Sometimes we drift into a state of being lost. Sometimes we are, to a large degree, lost by other people. There is a story in the Bible that relates to a people who have chosen to be lost. There is a story in the Bible that relates to a people who wander into lostness, not necessarily choosing that themselves. And there is a story in the Bible that talks about a particular kind of person that is lost. Do what you can to focus in, brothers and sisters. This is New York City. We are not in some sort of bubble. There's going to be some folks who ain't right. Amen. You lock yourself in because God wants to speak to you tonight. When you choose, as we heard in one of the stories today, a woman who had been raised in a church scenario, not necessarily the best case scenario, but raised in a church scenario, and at a certain stage, deciding that there were other things that were of more interest, and relationships and pursuits in life, sometimes issues as far as where I can make a few dollars or where I can chase my dreams or whatever the case might be, you might find yourself making a choice to be lost. There's a story in the Bible, we heard about it this afternoon, of a young man who had been raised in his father's house, and there were some things that he wanted to see, things that he wanted to do, experiences that he wanted to have, and he went toward those experiences, and it turns out that they weren't what they made themselves out to be. We see that happening a lot in our society. People, you know, the commercials that we see on television are telling you that there is a better way and there's a better life. Or you ride in the train and you hear about a job that pays three or four times what you're making and so on and so forth. And you just feel like there's a call. You're being drawn into a certain way. You're expecting certain things to come, promises being made that can never be fulfilled. Many people have left what they had learned earlier in life, some of the scruples, some of the morals that they had, and so on and so forth. Even some things that they had learned in church, they left those things because they were chasing after other things just to find out that those things were empty. And before you know it, they find themselves, as one of the stories went tonight, they find themselves maybe hooked on drugs or maybe getting themselves in lifestyles that they never thought they'd find themselves in. They chose to move in a certain direction based upon a certain hype, certain advertisement, and then found themselves lost. And this is one category of lostness. Again, we see another category. The Bible talks about not only a lost son, but a lost sheep. And this sheep was basically like one of the other stories that we heard. Somebody just kind of, you know, born into a bad situation. This sheep was at a very early stage, just kind of wandered off, just drawn outward. We heard one man speak about a story where he was just born into a situation where he didn't have much of a chance, much of a choice. Oftentimes we'll see that happen. A person from the youngest stages of life. This is a picture of a little lamb just, lost among the numbers. Just, you know, falling through the cracks, not really having a place, never really having a situation where they felt like they belonged, just wandering off. Many people are lost not because they had seen a certain way and chose against it, but because they had never really experienced anything but a state of lostness from the earliest stages of life. And they just kind of wandered deeper and deeper and deeper into it. There are going to be people like that. You'll meet them all over the place. You might look at your own heart and say, I fit that category. I never really had much of a shot, never really had much of a chance. From the earliest stages, I just feel like I've been wandering. From the earliest stages, I feel like I haven't really belonged. From the earliest stages, I feel like I've just kind of been separated from the flock, and I just don't know where I fit in. And these are very serious cases, but the case that really stands out to me tonight is there's another case besides the lost son and the lost sheep. There is a case of a lost coin. And the case of the lost coin is a picture of someone who, in a sense, again, just kind of fell through the cracks. They really didn't have a whole lot of say in the matter, but they fell through what we might call careless hands. It's a picture of someone who is lost in the house. The lost son was lost outside of the house. The lost sheep was lost outside of the fold, but the lost coin was lost in the house, and it had been handled carelessly. It's a picture of someone who had been handled carelessly in the church of Jesus Christ. We heard one testimony about that. A person whose heart had been broken in the church of the Lord, a person who had been handled wrongly, sometimes by people in leadership, sometimes by people who are not in leadership. They might have heard some people say some things about them, or they might have felt some pain, maybe some rejection in the house of the Lord. This is a picture of a woman who loses a coin, and the woman represents not Jesus, but the church. And sometimes the church will drop the ball. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes the church, even in its good intentions, will let someone slip through the cracks. That person might feel when they come into even a church like this, any church, it could be any church, they might come in and just feel like they're not accepted, like they're not loved, like they are just one face in many, like they're just another brick in the wall, like nobody really cares. Maybe nobody has shaken their hand. Nobody said a hearty God bless you to them. And maybe they feel like even though they're in the house, they're still lost. Nobody has reached out to them, at least from their perspective. And in some cases, it's not just a passive, nobody has said anything, but it is a more aggressive. People have said things, but they said some things that were very, very hurtful. Or they did some things that broke my heart. Maybe it happened in this community. Maybe it happened in another community. Maybe it's happened more than once. And you find yourself even coming to this place. And even though you're here, you still feel lost. And you, if you were to really search your heart, you would have to acknowledge that you are lost. It might be that you made some decisions, even as we heard the young lady say, where you just decided that, you might come for special occasions, or you might come because it's Sunday. You might come because you feel like this just what you've been doing all your life. Or you might come because of family members. You might come with your mom. You might come with your dad. You might come with your son, with your daughter. You come because somebody else is coming, but you feel lost in the house of the Lord because somewhere along the line, somebody treated you carelessly and let you fall. But the Bible says something that blesses me. It says, when the woman realized what she had done, when she realized that she had dropped the ball, when she realized she had lost the coin, when she realized that somebody slipped through the cracks, the Bible says she lit a light. And that light is a type of the truth of Jesus Christ. See, all of a sudden she realized, I lost this coin and I cannot see it. I cannot find it. I cannot grope for it. It's beyond my reach. And sometimes the church has got to remind herself that there are people lost among us who we have allowed to slip through the cracks, and we don't even know that they're there. or somebody else in some other local assembly have allowed to slip through the cracks, and they came to us because they thought that they might find maybe somebody who could help them, and only the Holy Spirit can help us to understand who you are and where you are. And so what happened tonight was a light was lit. Some people came and they began to speak one or two words to you. They don't know you. They don't know where you're sitting, you see. They just told you their story. But as they were telling you their story, a light began to shine. And nobody else around you might have seen that light. You know, the Bible talks about the Apostle Paul, one of the great writers of this holy book. And it says that when God saved him, a great light shone around him, even brighter than the noonday sun. And a voice spoke to him. And the Bible says that everybody that was around him, they might have heard the sound, but they didn't hear the voice. They didn't hear the words. They didn't know what was being said, but he knew exactly what was being said. Now, everybody heard the same testimonies that you heard, but God shone a light upon you, and you heard something that nobody else heard. Everybody else heard it on some level, but you heard something else. You heard something deeper, because you know what it feels like to be lost in the house. You know what it feels like to have been treated in a certain way in the house of the Lord and to have taken on a certain mindset, a certain disposition that says, yes, I might come to church, but I am never going to allow myself to be hurt again. But a light was shown tonight. And the Bible says that she shone the light and then she just began to sweep. Again, she probably didn't even know where she was sweeping. She just swept. She just swept and swept and swept and swept. And that's what you heard tonight again. Somebody speaking, just saying what God told them to say. Just doing what God told them to do. Just being obedient to the Lord. Bearing their heart. Sharing with you their own circumstances, even to the point of tears, and breaking their heart before you because God told them to open up to you, and they just swept. And you know how it is when you're looking for something and you're sweeping and all of a sudden you hear it. It's a very faint sound sometimes, but you hear it and there's hope that begins to rise up in you. Well, as those testimonies were going forth, there was a hope that began to rise up. You could hear it in the church. You could sense it, that the church was being filled with hope because there was a sound that said somebody had been reached. That coin that was lost was being found. Now, we don't always understand what's going on in the heavenlies. In other words, we don't understand always what God is doing when he's touching your heart, when he's reaching out to you. But somehow there's a hope that rises up in us. We might not be able to put our finger on it. We might not even understand, why am I hoping like this? Why am I rejoicing like this? Why am I believing? I was sitting there in my chair and I felt the power of God upon me. I felt his hope. I felt his joy over you. I felt his rejoicing over you. And then I saw it all in the church, men and women rejoicing in God. And then you could sense that there was a fight against your coming to God. There was some force that was trying to keep you from hearing these truths. But God overcame and God overwhelmed that deception so that the word could go forth. Because that's how much he loves you. That's how much he cares for you. Now I want to plead with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know what it is to have been hurt in the house of the Lord. I know personally what it is. Our sister who gave her testimony, I could have given the same exact testimony. Down to the letter, I know what it is. And I know what it is to sit in these seats and be lost. I know what it is to sit in this balcony right here and say, I will never get hurt again. And I know what it is to have a light shone upon me. And I know what it is to have Jesus constantly sweeping and saying, I am not going to let you go. And to have the church sweeping and saying, you might have been hurt once, but we're not going to hurt you again. We're not going to let you die. I know what it is to have a church that reached out to me. I was hurt when I was a youngster, not in this church, in a church on the other side of town. But I also know what it is to have a church that says, I'm not going to give up on you. I was living in the street for a little bit of time, so when I came to church, I wasn't the most pleasant person in the world to sit around. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm talking about. But I know what it is, even in those days, to feel the acceptance. I'm going to say this one thing, and then I'm going to ask you to stand, and we're going to pray with you. When I walk down these halls, and I say this from the depths of my soul, I feel the most tender love and acceptance. But I want to say this to you. When I first came in off the street after years of being homeless, I can say this to you in the presence of the true and holy God. I felt the same love then as I feel now. I don't feel any more accepted now than I felt then. I felt the same embrace. I felt the same care. So I know that folks ain't patting me on my back and clapping me on my back because I happen to be a pastor here. I know it. Because the same love, the same acceptance, the same embrace that I feel now, I felt then. And that's why I'm here now. I'm here because you kept sweeping. You wouldn't let me go. I'm here because you kept shining. You wouldn't let me go. And I thank God for that. I thank you for that. And now I want to plead with someone who is in this house, who's lost in the house. I want to do what I can to sweep now. I want to do what I can to shine a light now. And I want to say to you, if you're afraid that somebody's going to hurt you again, if you're afraid that you're going to reach out, you're going to stretch out your hands, and you're just going to have your heart broken again, I can vouch first for the Lord himself, and then I can vouch for this church. If you want to be saved, and you want to belong to a family that's going to love you, and bless you, and strengthen you, and encourage you, you've come to the right place. This is not a time to hide anymore. It's not a time to deny God's love anymore. It's not a time to be afraid anymore. You have a family now. You have people who love you now. People who will reach out to you now. People who will bless you now. People who will pray for you now. People who will embrace you now. If God is speaking to you, if he's shining a light, please, 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 don't hide anymore. Open up your heart to him. Let him bless you, please. Let him love you. Let him draw you in now. You're home. If God is speaking to you, I know it's going to be a little bit difficult to do because self-preservation is going to tell you don't do it. So before I ask you this, I'm just going to pray for you for a second or two. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need you to do what only you can do. Lord, we can make mistakes and we can drop the coins, but Lord, only you can find them. Only you can bring them back, Lord, and you choose to use us to sweep and to shine a light, and to rejoice, O Jesus, when we find that which is lost. God, would you cause that which is lost to be found? God, would you cause that which is lost to be willing to be found, to be open to being found? O Jesus, O God, in Jesus' name. Overcome all fear, oh God, overcome all fear, all anger, all bitterness. Jesus, save. We thank you. If God is speaking to you, if he's shining a light into your heart, would you raise your hand, please, without fear? Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. This is your family now. This is your home now. We're going to love you. We're going to take care of you. Would you stand with me, congregation? And I'm going to ask those people who raised their hand to come and stand with me here in the front of this church. Don't be shy. We're not going to ask you to do anything strange. We're just going to pray with you and invite you to become a part of God's family and a part of this family if this is where you choose to serve and where you choose to worship. If you are with someone and you know that that person wants to be a part of this family and they want to come into the house of Christ and they just need you to kind of walk with them to this altar, please, would you offer your assistance? Would you say, I'm willing to walk with you to the front of this auditorium and I'm willing to pray with you. Would you help someone? Would you tap someone on the shoulder and just say, hey, if you want to go down, I'll come down with you. We will wait for you. We're not in a hurry tonight. Balcony, main floor, annex, we will wait for you. Just continue to come. God is with you to love you, to bless you, to strengthen you. God bless you as you come. Praise his holy name. What a wonderful Savior. What a glorious Jesus that we serve. Praise his holy name. It's a joy to see you here. It's a joy to know you. It's a joy to know that we will know each other forever. That we will always be family. Always be brothers and sisters. That we will always rejoice with God together. That we will never be alone again. Thank you for making a decision to stand here. It's hard being lost in the house and to acknowledge it. Would you pray with me? Father, I love you. I believe you. I thank you for Jesus. Because when I was lost, he became my light. He died for me. He rose again. And he called me. I am that sheep, that one that he loves. Holy Spirit, would you embrace me? Would you simply love me? Let me know that I am that one. That one for whom you died. That one for whom you live. You are my God. Now let me pray for you, Father, in Jesus' name. Your word said that you ever live to make intercession for us. That you live to save us. You live to keep us. Lord, you don't have to do any of these things. You do them because you live as God. You live as love. You live as mercy. You live as grace. God, you stretched out your hand when no one else could. You found us when no one else could. Spirit, we know that you keep those who are yours. Jesus, you said of all that God has given you, you have not lost one. Spirit of God, we thank you. We thank you that while we might drop the ball, you never drop the ball. While we might make mistakes with regard to each other's hearts and emotions, Lord, you never make mistakes. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, comfort, O God. And bring peace, O Jesus. Bring peace that passes understanding, O God. Bring healing, O God. Healing, O Jesus. Healing, O God. Heal the wounds, O Jesus. Heal the past. Heal the pains, O God, in Jesus' holy name. Bring life, O Jesus. Life everlasting. Abundant life, O God. Lord, I pray that your name be glorified in this place and that your life be made manifest in each heart. Lord, we thank you for what you've done tonight. And for what you're doing. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.